On the show today, we have Philean Research Institute's very own Taylor Nelms and Advantis Credit Union's very own Jason Wirtz talking about Philean's second annual Credit Union DEI Practices Survey, and they also have a new employee experience survey as well. So both Taylor and Jason are here to share with us this information, and Jason tells his credit union story using this survey material as well. So really good stuff here, so check it out. Buddy, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen in our credit union industry doing some amazing things. And we're going to talk about just one of the aspects here. We're talking a little DEI today. And right next to me, as you all probably recognize, is Mr. Taylor Nelms from Philean Research Institute. Taylor, how are you?
Doing well, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, sir. Anytime. And then right below us is Jason Wirtz from Advantis Credit Union. Jason, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. You're welcome. So today we're talking about Philean's second annual Credit Union DEI Practices Survey. And then you guys have to kind of on top of this, you have a new employee experience survey that you'll be talking a little bit about as well. But Taylor, I'm going to start with you here. So can you kind of give us a quick introduction to Philean's Credit Union DEI Practices and Policies Survey? I mean, I know this is, you say it's an introduction, but this is its second year running, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Mike, as you know, credit unions have long been leaders when it comes to providing inclusive and equitable financial services to diverse populations across the United States. At the same time, we know that thousands of credit unions have made very serious investments in new DEI policies for their teams and their organizations, as well as their members, over the past two years or more.
Right.
So last year, for our center, Philean Center for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, a five-year research center devoted to this topic, Philean launched an inaugural credit union industry diversity, equity, and inclusion policies and practices survey. So our goal was to better understand the steps that credit unions had already taken to build diverse, equitable, and inclusive workplaces and organizations, and the organizational impacts of those efforts, you know, to better understand how credit unions' DEI efforts have created value for those organizations or not. So we received last year more than 300 responses from more than 200 leading credit unions. It's about 25% of all credit union assets that were represented in the survey. At that point, it was the largest credit union industry DEI survey ever. And even more importantly, we found some amazing outcomes, right? We identified a new implementation strategy for organizations looking to realize the value of their investments in talent and culture by focusing on rolling out bundles of practices, collections of practices together, instead of expecting to see the impact of isolated policies. We were also able to demonstrate a strong correlation between financial performance, organizational financial performance, and the implementation of DEI practice bundles focused on strategy, goals, and tracking. And we delivered individualized indices or scorecards, really, to every credit union that participated in the survey, whether they were Philean members or not.
Yeah.
So last year, we laid the foundation for a multi-year research effort to really understand the ways that credit unions are driving change internally at their organizations so that they can drive change outside of their organizations. We're really excited about the second year of that research effort.
And so that kicks off, when, I mean, I assume it's kicking off now?
The second annual, the Philean second annual DEI practices and policy survey is live now.
Okay.
So folks can participate. And I can talk a little bit later, if you'd like, about what's involved in year two.
Yep. And we'll definitely include the link in the show notes too, so people can get right to it and participate. All right, Jason, we're coming to you now because we want to know Advantis' story. I mean, how did you guys leverage Philean's DEI research and resources to jumpstart your journey in this area?
Right. I think just being able to be part of the Center of Excellence was felt really aligned with who we are and where we are going, where we want to go. You know, our vision at Advantis is to be the best financial institution our members have ever can ever choose, and the best place our employees have ever worked.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think neither of these are possible without creating an equitable and inclusive environment where folks feel they belong. So we kind of started there and felt like, gosh, this lines up with our strategy and our vision. And our board has been incredibly, not only supportive, but engaged with our efforts. You know, they helped us create a DEI policy and a written statement. They're actively seeking out ongoing training and learning opportunities. They've made a commitment to increase diversity of the board. And I think the other piece that's been really important is they've helped us build out a DEI roadmap that really lines up with our strategy, making sure that DEI is integrated in our strategy. It's not right. just a thing on its own.
Right, right.
That roadmap has I think three really main components. One is the employer focus. And so we've taken some actions in this space. And I think we found that some things we were already doing, but we needed to do more. So we established an employee DEI council.
Okay. Oh, wow.
We focused on how do we improve diversity in our recruiting and hiring practices, establishing some DEI metrics, increasing training and curriculum. And then we also did a DEI survey for our employees last year. So this all lines up really well with the work that Filene's doing. We can kind of work with Filene directly in understanding what came back from that first survey from Filene and some of the work that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We hired a DEI, director of DEI here at Advantis, and they're helping us launch employee resource groups. That's another area that Filene has really jumped into and has provided a lot of support and information, valuable information for us.
Yeah.
We're also focused, that other element of the roadmap is community impact. We launched in late 2020, a program called Allies for Good.
Mm-hmm.
And that that dedicates a third of our philanthropy budget to groups that are traditionally underserved or historically excluded. And, you know, money is really important, but so is being present in the community. So we've lined up volunteer opportunities for our employees. Mentor programs. We're really close to launching a mentor program in the community, as well as some internships. And then I think the last part of the roadmap is just financial services in general. And
right.
You know, this what we're finding is this takes a lot of really intentional listening to build trust, to design and deliver products and services that can make a meaningful difference. And
mm-hmm.
Filene has had a lot of information that they've provided and examples that we can learn from. And then we're also working with some other credit unions here in Oregon and the Urban League of Portland to provide financial empowerment and products to that community.
Right on.
And so it's been a great opportunity for us to learn from other credit unions that are doing some great things. And Filene's really been a catalyst to help connect us with those credit unions that we can learn from.
Yeah. And as you're talking, I keep thinking roadmap in the back of my head, because a lot of credit unions want to, I don't know, excel in the DEI area, but they don't know where to start, or they don't have a plan. It's still really new to a lot of folks out there. And you guys, it sounds like working with Filene have really set a really nice template here that other credit unions could emulate. And so I think that's a huge step, not only in the program and surveys direction, but gosh, for other credit unions too, looking for a way to jumpstart this program there. Is this kind of what you guys had in mind, Taylor? Is a kind of creating a roadmap, a template here for others to use, right?
Yeah, 100%. The steps that Advantis has taken do echo the findings from year one of the survey in terms of, you know, best practices in aligning your internal DEI or talent and culture policies and practices generally, to ensure kind of maximum return on investment, right?
Yeah.
To drive not only the impacts of those policies and practices on your employees and your members from an inclusion and belonging and engagement perspective,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but also to drive organizational performance. We know that these efforts can really elevate organizational performance overall.
Yeah.
And so to set a strategy that is holistic, the way that Jason has outlined, that includes the credit union as a provider of financial products and services, as well as the credit union as an employer and the credit union as a community organization,
yeah. mm-hmm.
I think is absolutely best practice.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, the other things that Advantis has done that you know, do align with some of those findings from our research are setting goals for themselves and then setting up systems for tracking to be able to follow those goals. Mm-hmm. That's not easy to do right away.
Yeah.
And many organizations are just starting on that journey. But what we found is that those three areas, strategy, goals, and tracking, are really critical to ensure the success of any, you know, talent and culture program, especially one focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. The final pieces that we've been really impressed with is, you know, Advances has allocated resources to this effort. The hire, you know, the appointing of a employee DEI council is a great first step for a credit union.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Following up with the hiring of someone to really oversee strategically the programming is a next great step if you can do that.
That means you're serious about this business, right, Jason?
You
put that much commitment into it. Oh my gosh. I mean, what other expectations do you have? I mean, do you have other goals in mind for this direction at your credit union? Because it sounds like you guys are obviously moving in the right direction here. So, and you're committed. So that says a lot about what you guys are doing at your credit union.
Well, I think, in terms of goals, you know, we want to grow, we want to be relevant. And, I think there's a couple of things. You need products and services that are going to serve your community. I mean, that's really what we're all about, is the people helping people. And so our products need to reflect what's going to make the biggest impact on our community, what makes our community stronger. You need really talented employees to work with our members to deliver those products and services. And I think DEI is just a critical piece. If we want to grow and be relevant, and we want to empower employees and hire employees that line up with our values, that are fully engaged, that inclusiveness and sense of belonging is absolutely critical.
Yeah.
And I just think there's a tremendous opportunity for credit unions right now to step up and prove how we're different by serving some of these communities that have just been underserved, and the needs are definitely there.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the hiring part, because that seems to be kind of the DEI portion of it seems to be a feather in your cap, because I would think that would be very attractive to top talent coming in, right? Am I correct in that assumption?
That's correct. I mean, our employees are really passionate about this. Our DEI council is all employee volunteers, and we are not at a loss for finding folks to fill those seats. We engage in topics. They actually participate in what type of community partnerships and volunteer events we do. So it does help connect them not only to the credit union, but to our larger mission as well.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. All right, Taylor, I'm coming back to you here. Tell us about the opportunity for credit unions to participate in year two of this survey, because this is a big deal here. So, and I'm assuming that this is going to get bigger this year, even as time goes on. So it's going to be even bigger this year, I would think.
Yeah, our goal is to grow the survey. To do so, we really do need credit unions to participate. So the survey, as I said, is not a big lift. It's available for CEOs, HR leads, or DEI leads at any credit union to take. It's at filene.org/DEI survey. But it's also available this year to credit union system partners and providers. So those organizations that serve credit unions and the credit union supply chain can also take the survey to evaluate their DEI policies and practices and baseline and benchmark their progress. Our goal last year is to examine the presence, the reach, and the value creating effects of DEI practices at credit unions and the credit union system overall. As Jason said, top of mind for so many credit union executives that I talk to is the question of talent. Talent attraction, talent retention, talent engagement, talent development. And DEI, you know, is an absolutely critical piece of all of those to diversify your talent pipeline, to build opportunities for a more inclusive and engaged workforce, and to provide those pathways for employees to grow themselves internally at the credit union. And of course, you know, through external partnerships. So, you know, we see this while many credit unions had jumpstarted their DEI journeys, you know, specifically focused on that diversity piece. Yeah. I think many credit unions are starting to understand that a successful DEI strategy is one that really, you know, narrows in on supporting your talent so that they can build a stronger organization to support your members.
Yeah. And based on what I've read so far, Taylor, is that this is a two-way street, because not only is Filene getting some great information, but you're going to take this information and give it back to the credit unions to where they can build a fabulous template like what Advantis has done, right? So that's, it seems like it's a really nice symbiotic relationship here.
Yeah, that's our goal. I mean, Jason, I'd love to hear from you as well about the value that you've seen from some of the resources that Filene has provided out of the survey or otherwise. It's been an amazing partnership for us to learn from Advantis, who's a great supporter of Filene Center of Excellence for DEI, as well as having participated in the survey both last year and this year. Yeah. So thanks, Jason, for that. But yeah, that's our goal at Filene, right? As the industry's not-for-profit think tank, our goal is to produce resources that will drive change in credit unions and make them stronger for their members in the communities that they serve. So yes, absolutely, our goal is to grow our research endeavor, but with the idea that, you know, we'll be able to take those research insights and craft them into a set of resources that credit unions can use in their day-to-day work.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, and Jason, I'm gonna steal Taylor's thunder here. Can you provide us with a little kind of the value statement of this information? Because I think it's pretty big, especially in developing this program at your credit union.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I think it would just repeat a couple of points that you both have made. First off, if you participate, you're able to not only share what you're doing and maybe get some validation on what's working and what you're doing that maybe others are or aren't doing, but you really get to learn from everyone else. And I think that's really leveraging the power of our movement and the credit union movement. And Filene does such a good job bringing some of the best credit unions together to share information where we can learn from one another. And we're really proud of the roadmap we're building. It's an ongoing evolutionary document. But I think we also recognize that there's a lot of really great things going on that maybe we're not doing that we can learn from, that we need to be doing, how we prioritize. So I think being able to learn from other credit unions and other folks in the industry is key. I think it'd be crazy to not get involved to be able to leverage that. And then the other point, and I think, Mike, you just mentioned this, is people. I'm not aware of any credit union or any business, for that matter, that's not looking to hire talented, great people and retain them. And I think what this survey will do, particularly with this version 2, is going to help us be better employers. And better partners with our employees.
That's a great point. And before we move on here, Jason Taylor. I'm actually thinking about the football player, Jason Taylor. Anyway, I digress. The NFL draft just happened last week, so I'm in that mindset. But anyway, Taylor, tell me about the employee experience survey. Can you, because this is a new survey from Filene. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We're really excited about this opportunity. So every credit union or credit union system partner who takes the DEI policy survey will also have the opportunity to indicate that they're interested in a free employee experience survey from Filene. So what that means is Filene's going to be, we have a validated survey instrument that borrows heavily from the academic literature on employee experience and engagement to capture the voice of employees at credit unions and system partners and deepen insight into how organizational policies and practices overall are affecting work engagement, inclusion, belonging, innovation, and other factors that are relevant to talent attraction, retention, and development.
Awesome.
So we'll be working directly with individual credit unions to field that survey to your employees or a subset of your employees. We're the independent third party. We'll analyze that data anonymously and deliver it back to you again in the form of a tailored benchmarking report. The idea here is really twofold. One, we want to drive change inside of credit unions. We want to give credit unions the tools that they can use to be better employers, as Jason was saying. At the same time, what we'll be able to do is be able to build out a better understanding of the impacts of DEI policies and practices and other talent policies and practices on the employee experience.
Yeah.
We know that organizational financial performance is one key part of the equation in terms of being able to do that prioritization, where to invest, but it's not the only outcome that matters. Employees can give you us, you know, through the voice of the employee, you know, other additional indicators to understand what are those success outcomes of investments in your talent and in your organization.
Yeah, this is data that matters big time, big time. And Jason, I know you alluded to this a bit in your previous response, but why is it important for credit unions to participate here? If you can kind of reiterate just a little bit here.
Yeah, I think together we're better, right? I will say that the efforts that we're doing out in the community, or how do we become a better financial institution or provider to some of those communities that have been underserved or excluded, there's credit unions that have been doing a really good job for a number of years that we learn from. And what's great is it's not really a competitive thing. We really believe that if more of us are doing this, the community benefits. And if the community benefits, the industry benefits.
Yep.
So I think any opportunity that any credit union can take to assess what it's doing and learn from other credit unions, it is, I mean, I don't, there's not a lot of other industries that have those mechanisms in place where you can collaborate and learn from one another.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, this is the credit union superpower for sure. Take advantage of it. Oh my gosh. And Taylor, I mean, we talked about this a little bit at the top, but how can credit unions participate? Can you clarify here for us?
Yeah, it's really easy. The first thing that you do is, you know, you take the Filene DEI policies and practices survey. Again, it's available at filene.org/DEI survey.
Okay.
It's available for a credit union CEO to take, as well as an HR lead or a DEI lead inside of a credit union, any one of those folks. It really sits at that organizational level so that you just simply tell us, what are the policies and practices that you have in place and since when? It's very simple to take. It's not a particularly heavy lift, I hope. At least that's not the goal. Jason can tell us if it's actually
got your testimonial right there.
Yeah. And then at the end of the survey, if you're interested in gaining access to that employee experience survey, even if you're not interested in fielding it right away, it's a great tool for you to be able to have validated sets of questions for you to be able to ask your employees. I will say there are many credit unions that already do a lot of employee engagement surveying. We know that. This survey is different. It's validated through the most rigorous peer-reviewed academic channels, but it also has a bunch of different segments to be able to understand, you know, not just employee net promoter score, right? But levels of engagement, indicators of belonging and inclusion, their connection to feelings of innovation, leadership commitment and transparency, knowledge sharing across units. There's a lot that goes into that, but it's not a particularly heavy lift survey either. It'll take, again, like 15 minutes for an employee to fill out, 10 to 15 minutes.
Easy
enough. And again, it's great data. And, I'll reiterate, it is free for credit unions willing to participate, right? So, it's a great opportunity. We hope for credit unions to leverage a tool that will be of use to them.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like Jason said too, it's just helps the industry and makes us that much better. So yeah, really good stuff here. All right, gentlemen. Anything else to add to wrap up? I know you guys have plenty of work on your plates, but any final thoughts here? Jason, I'll let you go first.
I guess in terms of the survey, out here in Oregon, it's Nike country. So I would just tell my fellow credit unions, just do it.
There you go.
Let's just do it. But I think it's this makes us all better at what we do and how we serve.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said. Well said. Taylor?
Oh, I couldn't have put it any better than that. I'll let Jason have the last word. Just do it.
Right on. Now you can put a little Nike swish on there as well and have the just
do
it.
Yeah, we might be in violation of some IP law. I'm not sure.
Who cares? All right, guys, awesome. I'll let you get back at it. Appreciate the time as always. Well done. And I'm really anxious to see these results and the data that you guys gather as well. Maybe we'll have you back on the other side of it. So, and see what you guys gained out of this. So,
all right, guys, Mike, appreciate the time.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. You are welcome. Anytime, guys, anytime. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.